We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of my favorite segments of the weekend. I'm not just saying that to kiss up to Deet. Well, maybe a little bit.
I know he has been hard on you today.
He's
so
been
you better
very,
be nice
very
to him.
Hard
but
on me.
Can I give a little backstory about this most recent advice and this trip that you were talking about? Paul and DJ and their families came for Shabbos dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He came for Shabbat on Friday.
Yeah.
And DJ said after Shabbat, after dinner, he was driving up somewhere to go camping, but it looked like there were going to be storms rolling in. So I was very worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Jewish mom and me came out and I was very worried about him. And I asked Monday, did you drive up that night? Because it was late. We had fun at Shabbos, you know, and I thought you'd be I'm exhausted by Friday night. I mean, I know you're like 18, DJ, but tell us about the trip.
Well,
18,
16 years ago, maybe. This is an annual camping trip that we do. A friend of mine for her birthday, mm-hmm. her birthday present to herself and a group of friends is to organize a fall camping trip. It's one of the best times to go camping here in Minnesota and in the Midwest. So it was the weekend of her annual camping trip. And we had sort of an odd weekend because my wife was actually flying out of town on Saturday for a girls' trip. She's still gone. So I've been with the girls for 5 days now.
Nice.
But I still wanted to go. So, yeah, we were at your house for dinner on Friday night. We drove a little over 2 hours north to Pattison State Park, which is just across the border in Wisconsin, south of the town of Superior and the Duluth-Superior area there. And we camped in some on and off rain for the entire weekend. And if you would have told me before the weekend that it was going to rain, I don't know, we figured maybe 40% of the time we're up there.
I did, DJ.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. I try to warn you.
I think I would have been more bummed than I was. And we dodged some of the worst of it. It was overnight and stuff. And had a few nice hours and had a shelter to do our cooking and hanging out in. And it turned out to be a really nice weekend. The fall colors were amazing. And we really had a good time.
You were with your little daughters,
oh,
right?
No.
Yeah. So me and a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And then the deal is, though, and I've talked about this before, you travel with extra hands. So there was like four or five other adults that were thrilled to hang out with my daughters over the weekend.
You got to do that when you're traveling. That's great advice right there. Yeah. When you're traveling with small kids, bring more adults than the kids.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Some of the friends that are on these camping trips, again, these yearly camping trips that we've been doing in September, you know, they're like friends of a friend. And I realized that after 8 years of doing this, like I have become friends with some of the people that I go camping with once a year. Just from doing this, it's not like we are connected in any other way, but we have become connected because of this. And that's what travel, and I think specifically like an adventure like camping, where you're doing something that's difficult but worth it together, that breeds a different kind of community than, you know, meeting somebody at a party every year for 8 years or doing another activity together. When you are in this environment where you're like, okay, I'll do dishes, you build the fire, let's figure this out together. You know, what time is the rain coming in? Should we go to the shelter? Should we stay here? When you're doing those sorts of things with people, you become better friends. So if you want more friends or you want to become, you know, better, you want to foster relationships with friends you have, go out and do something. And, you know, I don't know, you don't have to do it on my speed or my timetable. Maybe you don't want to drive to, you know, a park in northern Wisconsin at midnight. But do it on your own schedule and you will foster those relationships.
As an Eagle Scout, And they have not taken that away.
Not yet.
I keep yet. Expecting yeah. them to.
Keep talking about the fancy toilet they might.
But the bottom line is, yeah, it's a bonding experience if you don't kill each other. And so,
and that's part
but
of
you
it,
have to
right?
choose your friends carefully, because not all your friends would be capable yeah. of rising to the occasion. It's problem solving 401 yeah. when you're camping, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and yeah, and that's what's key. And you know, we lost a couple of people actually on this trip that said, ah, you know, it's raining, I don't think I want to come. But mm-hmm. the core
oh, God,
group
I thought
of people,
they died.
We yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, they died.
They
fell in the lake. Hopefully they find the bodies.
We lost them.
No, some
we
folks,
had to bury them in the campground.
Some folks bailed on the trip.
Tragic.
What that means is that the eight of us who are left. You guys are getting loopy up there.
Sorry,
what's
you go.
In the water?
You talk. You be quiet over here, Paul.
What was I saying? Oh, the eight of us who are left camping up there, like, we're all in. We're there to be together. We're there to, like, figure out this thing together. And life gets simpler. Our goal for today is to make a couple of good meals over a fire, stay dry and warm, and hike to that waterfall. And that's it. There's nothing else on the list. It's just being
Got it.
Together and doing those things. And there's just something sweet about that. Now, I agree. If you go with the wrong people that are complaining and whining and wishing they could go out for dinner that night or something, it makes it less fun. And we had that conversation. We sat around and said, okay, how much rain until we pack up in the cars and go to Superior for dinner and hang out for a few hours? And there was an amount of rain where we would have said, okay, this is no longer fun. But we were all in it together, and we all kind of said, you know, if it's just a little sprinkle, we're fine. We'll stay here.
But I like the fact that you build in time for spontaneity. You don't overschedule.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 o'clock, we're going to do this. 3 o'clock, we're going to pivot and go here. Right, you got to leave some open space, right,
yep.
to do it right and to really enjoy it.
Absolutely. When we left Friday, we had one group meal planned. We said Saturday night, we're going to do this meal. Here's what everyone's bringing. That's Saturday night. And on Saturday at 10 a.m., we're doing this specific four-mile hike. Those were the only events planned for the entire weekend. Everything else, nice. You know, people are getting there at different times. People are doing different things in the afternoon or mid-morning and making your own breakfast. And we ended up going out to eat on Sunday because the rain was continuing. And then you're like, okay, I'm tired of being wet and everything. So we went and got burgers and stuff. But, yeah, very little of it is planned ahead of time. It's all spontaneous.
The art of spontaneity.
Yeah.
God.
Now, I will say this, too. Part of the reason that fall is a good time to travel is the fall colors. And we were at this
gorgeous.
State park that, you know, I'd never heard of. Patterson State Park, there's a waterfall there. I don't know. There's state parks everywhere in every state. I may never go back there. I don't know. But we then went over to the Minnesota side and went to Jay Cook State Park, which is a famous state park. It's just 10 minutes off of 35. I almost said 35W, I-35, just south of Duluth there. And it's kind of the gateway to the North Shore. It's not actually on Lake Superior. It's just south of that. But it's one of the more popular parks. It has a beautiful hanging bridge that was built decades ago by the Army Corps of Engineers. And it gets to trails and waterfalls and all these things. And that and many other state parks up the North Shore are very popular. But here's what happened. We stopped by Jay Cook to see some colors on the way back. And there was like 500 people there. The parking lot was overflowing with people. So my advice to folks that want to go see fall colors is, look, right now, specifically right now, it's a state full of fall colors. Like, don't. This is not the time to go to like Jay Cook and Fort Snelling State Park and Gooseberry Falls. And go to those places in the winter. Go find a park you've never heard of. And guess what? The fall colors are everywhere. You're going to find some.
Love it.
True.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Even here, I mean, I was just walking around on the street, you know, in front of our little cabin, and I mean, it took my breath away.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this weekend's peak, maybe one more weekend, but I agree, DJ.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
Brainerd Lakes, Alexandria Lakes, this weekend is peak. I think Metro, we still, everything's taking longer because it's been so warm and so dry. So I think maybe next weekend, peak color, Metro. Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, southeastern Minnesota, down Highway 61.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's such good advice, DJ. You know, when you go on vacation, try to plan less.
Yeah.
You know, have less expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our goal today, we're going to do one hike and make a meal. Mm-hmm. Like that's, then you have all day to make the meal because you just have, you don't have to worry about getting dinner on the table. It's not like at home. And I know even when I experienced when I came here, you know, your blood pressure immediately goes down. And I'm sure that's the same for you, DJ, when you arrive at a campsite. It's just like, oh, okay, we can, things, everything slows down. And I love the idea of not having to do anything.
Yeah.
My goal.
And the tasks you have to do are simple and concrete. Mm-hmm. I'm putting up this tent and going to bed. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm going to find a cup of coffee and a flush toilet.
Okay, stop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.